John chapter 17. Now, this is where Jesus prays just before he gets arrested. Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come." Now, I think it's lovely how Jesus could lift up his eyes and pray to God, looking up at heaven, up at the sky like that, knowing that he had not committed sin and there was no barrier between God and him. And now he knows the hour has come, that is the hour for him to die. "Glorify your Son, so that your Son may also glorify you. You have given him power over all flesh, so that he might give eternal life to all those that you have given to him. And this is life eternal, that they might know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So that's what eternal life will be all about, knowing God, having a relationship with God and with the Lord Jesus. That is what eternal life is all about. "I have manifested your glory on the earth. I have finished the work that you've given me to do. Father, glorify me in your presence now with the same glory that I had with you before the world was made." So then, doesn't mean that Jesus had personal existence before he was born, because he began as a fetus inside Mary, as a baby. That's where Jesus began. But in God's plan, of course, Jesus had been there like we were from the beginning of the world. "I have manifested your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They are yours, and you gave them to me." So we are God's, and we have been given to Jesus. So we're not alone in this world. We are God's. We belong. And that's a wonderful thing. "They have kept your word, and now they know that all that you have given me comes from you. I gave them the word that you gave to me, and they have received it. And they know that it is true, that truly I have come from you, and they have believed that you sent me." Now, at this very time, the disciples were weak in their faith. Well, why were they weak? Because Jesus was going to be arrested, and they'd fallen asleep while Jesus was praying. And yet when he talks to God about the disciples, he's so positive about them. And so this is how positive Jesus is about us. And he talks to God about us. This is what it means for him to be a mediator. "I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given unto me, for they are yours. All that I have is yours, and all that you have is mine. And my glory has been declared through them. And now I come to you. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. Holy Father, keep them in the power of your name, the name that you've given me, so that they may be one, just as you and I are one." So when Jesus says, "I and my Father are one," he says, and he prays, that we will also be one with the Father, as he is one with the Father. So this doesn't mean that Jesus is God, the fact that he is at one with the Father. It means that what it says, that he is at one with the Father, and he prays that we also can be at one with the Father. "While I was with them in the world, I kept them through the power of your name, the name given unto me. I kept them, and not one of them was lost except the son of perdition," that is Judas, "so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now I come to you, and these things I say in the world, so that they might have my joy fulfilled in their hearts." So Jesus is about to die, but he talks about my joy that he gives to us. And that wasn't a hee-hee-ha-ha kind of happy-clappy sort of joy as he faced death. This was a far deeper joy, knowing that he really is going to go to the Father, and he's going to make it, and that he's at one with the Father. "I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. I do not pray that you take them out of the world, but I ask you to keep them safe from the evil. Just as I am not of this world, they also are not of this world." Now you see the big difference between us and the world, that Jesus was in the world and mixed with people and healed people and engaged completely with people. But he was not of this world. "Sanctify them by your truth. dedicate them is the idea. Your word is truth. I've sent them into the world just as you sent me into the world. Now, the idea of Jesus being sent into the world is not that he existed up in heaven and sort of got sent all the way down from heaven to earth. He says that as he was sent into the world, so he sends us into the world. So it's the idea of being sent by God. It doesn't mean that we existed up in heaven before we were born. And for their sake, I sanctify myself unto you. In other words, I dedicate, I give myself over to you, so that they too may be sanctified to you. I don't only pray for them, but also for those who will believe in me because of their word. So Jesus had us in view. We who are going to believe the word that was preached by the disciples. I pray that they all may be one. Father, may they be in us just as you are in me and I am in you. May they be made one so that the world will believe that you sent me. So what should be the case is that the unity between us, we who have believed, will be so great that it will grab the attention of people in the world and make them realize that there must be some reason why we have this unity, and that reason is the Lord Jesus and his Spirit. I in them and you in me, so that they may be made completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and that you love them as you have loved me. Father, you have given them to me, and I want them to be with me where I am, so that they may behold your glory, the glory that you gave me, for you loved me from the beginning of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I have declared your name to them, and I will declare your name, so that the love which you have for me may be in them, and that I also may dwell in them.